Eddie Brennan, you're the chief man here with this Classic in Gordon on the 24th of May, Eddie, and as I've spoken to a number of people already, a big venture for the county board and one that they really want to be successful.
Ah, it is, yeah, Nicky, and Shaluk, I suppose generally you can stand back and kind of criticise and throw snowballs, and that doesn't help any situation. So look, yeah, if you're going to talk the talk, you have to walk the walk. So for me, it was about maybe, you know, we all do it with our clubs. We were all, as the lads said there, past players. We got, you know, brought through the Kilkenny system as players. And you know, when I think back on it, there were great, great times. And so, look, you have to try help out in some way. And that's why, I suppose, in some ways, I just looked at this. And I saw the last few years, you know, trying to organise the Golf Classic and stuff. And it felt, look, we can definitely, you know, improve that and make it a real strong venture and make it something that can be probably become an annual event, really. And it probably should be that. And then it coincides with you know, the summertime hurling as well, which you know, was an appeal in itself. But, yeah, look, it's a big venture. It's nerve-wracking, I'm not going to lie. I've never kind of been a chairman of something like that. So, you know, that's nervous for me, I suppose. But I have some good people around us there and plenty of experience, and hopefully between us all we'll make this a successful operation.
Now, of course, it's a hope that generates a lot of money. You know the inter-county scene very well as a player, as an inter-county manager, and you watch that a lot. You write regularly for the Irish Independent. The whole cost of running county teams at all levels now is huge, so ventures like these are critical to keep county board finances in good shape.
Yeah, absolutely. And you know, we heard Michael Fenley talking about, you know, what goes into it. You know, you're talking about running costs, getting a bus, feeding, you know, and especially our academies now, you know, you want to put in best practice into them and, you know, all the bells and whistles that goes with that. And we're not talking about, you know, rolling out red carpet here. We're just talking about the day-to-day runnings of it. You know, I see it in my own club. It's not cheap to run a club. So when you step that up to county level, and, you know, one example I heard of years ago was back around, you know, the early 2010-11, like an inter-county team spends in excess of $1 million preparing for a hurling team. So that just gives you an indication of where the costs are and what's involved in the day-to-day running of it. There's a lot of professional people now coming in around setups. You're talking about the basic stuff, your physios, your video analysis, stuff like that. So look, that's what makes it, I suppose, a tough gig to run, and therefore you need to have your revenue streams coming into that. And you look around at the other counties, you have to have a strong arm. As much as your players are on the pitch doing their thing, you have to have a strong admin crew behind the team, and you have to have your streams of revenue coming in.
And of course the county board has ambitions to put in a new centre of excellence to cater for our team's developments in the whole future, and developments like that sure don't come cheap.
No, they don't. And look, we're lucky in Kilkenny. We are very good at managing our costs. We've had some great people over the years always in there. But look, without, you know, it's not anyone's fault. It's just the way things move and they evolve and it moves on. We have to like look at our setup and say, are we getting the max out of it, or can we do things better? Can we improve? And I think there's a collective appreciation of that and a collective, you know, ambition to get us back up where we want to be. And you know, we were lucky to be at the top table. We loved being up there. And, you know, we've it's fair to say, and again, I'm not criticising anyone on this, it's just a fair realisation from all of us in Kilkenny, you know, we're not producing, you know, underage successful teams that are winning All-Ireland titles on a frequent basis at minor and under 20 level. And therefore, look, they are your production line that you want to stock up your senior team for the next 10, 15 years. So all this stuff ties into that. It all kind of comes in under the one umbrella. We're all pulling together to try get the same end product, which is to deliver all Ireland titles. So that's where, look, it's all at. And look, you'd like to think with a lot of the announcements and, you know, even Michael Fenley's, you know, his presentation there recently, I was in Hotel Kilkenny, excellent presentation. But look, all these things now, it's up to everyone to know more than it goes on in the clubs the whole time. We now have to action it out.
And of course, finally, Eddie, the Classic takes place on the 24th. The next day we play Wexford in the Championship. It's going to be a huge, big week. But you're appealing to clubs and businesses now to row in behind this venture, because Kilkenny GA at large will be the beneficiaries of whatever comes out of this venture here in Gordon Park on the 24th.
Yeah, well, the clubs are the spine of what we are about in Kilkenny. The clubs, you know, provide us with the volunteers, they provide us with the facilities, they provide us with the players, and ultimately, you know, the better players end up moving in and moving on to Kilkenny squads. So everyone is in it together, and for us it's a huge weekend. I think we specifically looked at this weekend you know, the 24th of May with the match the next day. It's a big weekend for Kilkenny hurling in general, for the Kilkenny people, you know, if you like. Please God, we'll get the result on the hurling fields. But yeah, look, anyone, we're getting up and running. We obviously have a small window to get this, but businesses, the clubs in Kilkenny, yeah, we're looking at all of them to play some role in this, to get involved. We have, you know, there's a website there, and you know, we'll be announcing, I suppose, the committee at the in the next week, as regards phone numbers and who people can contact. And obviously, anyone that wants to get involved, we welcome that. You know, we plan on knocking on doors and getting on to everybody. But look, the opportunity is there for people to get involved in this and be part of it. You know, we all want to be part of it. We all play a role. I was very fortunate enough to be there on the steps of the Hogan Stands. But so much goes into all of us before that. It starts with parents, it starts with families, it starts with clubs and with businesses in Kilkenny. So look, hopefully, it's one in all in on this, and the more the merrier.
Absolutely. Thanks for chatting, Neil.
No bother, Nicky. Thank you.